Hello, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now, the only local news show where the facts are straight, the stories are strong, and the root beer floats are extra foamy. Yes, it is National Root Beer Float Day. So treat yourself to a little nostalgia in a glass, just maybe after the news. Look, don't want to sugar crash during the headlines, all right? Today, we're talking about fake consulate appointments, fire restrictions that are heating up before you do, and a whole lot of pedal-powered adrenaline. And we've got some fresh air facts coming your way from the depths of Death Valley. Literally. This episode is brought to you by our friends at Mammoth Lakes Tourism, because getting there should be just as exciting as being here. Flights, forests, festivals, they've got it all. Just not the root beer floats. That part's on you. The Inyo County Sheriff's Office, Bishop Police Department, and Inyo County Health and Human Services are warning residents about a fraudulent Facebook page called CITAS, C-I-T-A-S, Consulares, C-O-N-S-U-L-A-R-E-S, P-T-G. This imposter claims to offer booking services for upcoming Mexican consulate mobile visits and charges a $50 fee via credit card or payment app. Here's the truth. Appointment scheduling is always free. There's never a fee for the county or consulate. The fraudulent page pretends to be staffed by county employees and misrepresents its legitimacy. The Mexican consulate has confirmed it is unauthorized. Anyone seeking consulate appointments should use official channels. They're always free of charge. If you've interacted with the page or made any payments, you're urged to report the incident to the Inyo County Sheriff's Office, 760-878-0383. And contact the Bishop Police Department, 760-873-5866, if you believe you may have been scammed. Remember, never give personal or financial information to anyone who asks for payment to schedule consulate services. If in doubt, contact the official county or consular offices directly. This is a coordinated advisory from multiple agencies. If something doesn't feel right, trust your instincts and verify. We've got your back. Similarly, the Mono County District Attorney's Office is warning residents about fraudulent consulate appointment scams that are specifically targeting our Spanish-speaking community. The scam also involves a sketchy Facebook page that is posing as a legit consulate appointment service. Want to skip the 3-hour Interstate 395 stretch and still bask in alpine bliss? Fly into Mammoth Lakes instead. Pack your hiking poles, your bike, or just your sense of wonder, because this summer, getting here is easier than ever. Through September 1st, Advanced Air is offering seasonal flights direct to Mammoth Yosemite Airport from Hawthorne, LA, and Carlsbad, San Diego. You're landing just 12 minutes from town. And if your journey starts farther away, United Airlines now flies into Bishop's Eastern Sierra Regional Airport with nonstop service from San Francisco and Denver. That's only 45 minutes away. Can you ride? Reserve a shared or private shuttle from Maws, M-A-W-S, or Mammoth Taxi. They had you covered all the way up US 395 to the mountain town. No traffic jams, no rubbernecking RVs, just mountain air trailheads and beer on tap faster than the autopilot kicked in. Whether you're chasing summit selfies in the snow or alpine sunsets on two wheels, flying in puts you at 8,000 feet, gear loaded, boots dry at the start line. So go ahead, ditch the driving, travel smart, travel high altitude. Mammoth Lakes, it's calling. Plan a trip to Yosemite between now and August 15th, or maybe in a Labor Day getaway? Well, don't just pack the snacks and the Spotify playlist. Pack some patience and a reservation. The National Park Service is reminding travelers that vehicle reservations are required for park entry between 6 a.m. and 2 p.m. now through August 15th, and again over Labor Day weekend. And no, showing up with a hopeful smile and a trail mix pouch won't cut it. You'll need to book ahead on recreation.gov to get through the gate. But if that sounds like too much planning for your spontaneous escape into nature, we got a hack for you. YARTS to the rescue. That's right, YARTS. Highway 395 and 120 East seasonal route is rolling through Mammoth Lakes, June Lake, and Levining. And it'll drop you off right at Yosemite's east entrance and take you all the way to the valley. Even better, your bus fare includes both your park reservation and entry fee. That's right. Just sit back, relax, and let someone else do the driving while you stare dramatically out the window like it's an indie road trip movie. And hey, taking the bus means fewer cars in the park, which means fewer traffic jams and more time doing what you actually came to do. Hike, explore, and post photos captioned off the grid from the top of Half Dome. One more thing before you go channeling your inner John Muir. Seasonal fire restrictions are now in place across the Eastern Sierra. Head to camplikeapro.org. for up-to-date info and links to local agency fire restrictions and alerts. Because pros prepare, and Eastern Sierra pros camp like legends. Breaking news from the extreme frontier, scientists just wrapped up a decade-long effort to map Death Valley's vegetation, and trust me, it's not all empty sand. Contrary to its foreboding nature, Death Valley is far from dead. It's teeming with life, actually, with annual rainfall barely topping 2 inches and summer temps regularly blasting past 120. You'd expect a plant apocalypse, but here's the twist. The park is home to over 2,000 plant species, from bristlecone pines up to high creosote bush forests down low. Since 2010, teams from the NPS, California Native Plant Society, UNLV, and more have powered through scorching heat, treacherous terrain, and fewer roads than a board game to document plant life across over 85 plant alliances and 186 plant associations, groupings based on the dominant species and microhabitats. They turned their fieldwork and remote sensing into perhaps the most detailed vegetation map ever made for Death Valley. It layers in elevation, slope, water flow, and landforms like dunes and badlands, all to help park scientists track invasive species, monitor recovery after fires, and prep for climate shifts. By mixing satellite imagery, historical data, and boots-on-the-ground observation, they created a spatial database covering more than 3.4 million acres. That means the maps are solid enough to be used in land management plans, trail planning, and ecological monitoring. So yes, Death Valley still lives and thrives in places you'd least expect. So the next time you're staring across the valley floor, remember, those sand flats and scrubs have stories to tell. If we map them right, we might just keep them around for decades to come. You're looking for a career that combines purpose, leadership, and the chance to help protect the Eastern Sierra's clean air and natural beauty? The Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District is now hiring an administrative services officer, and they want someone like you. This is a full-time position based in beautiful Bishop, California. As the administrative services officer, you'll be the backbone of district operations, managing key areas like fiscal planning, human resources, payroll budgeting, and administrative oversight. And the perks? Oh, they're solid. Competitive salary, CalPERS retirement plan, excellent health, dental, and vision coverage, generous vacation and sick leave, and a supportive professional work environment surrounded by Eastern Sierra mountains, lakes, and endless outdoor opportunities. To qualify, you'll need experience in administrative or financial management, ideally in a public agency. Strong leadership, organizational, and communication skills are essential. And if you know your way around government budgeting and HR systems, even better. Make sure you say that. Ready to make a real impact and work where others vacation? Apply now for the Administrative Services Officer position at gbuapcd.org. This message is brought to you by the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, protecting air quality across the Eastern Sierra and supporting the professionals who make it all happen. Looking for your next activity? We've got you covered. C5 Art Studios is holding a watercolor class this evening starting at 5:30 p.m. The Mona Arts Council will be holding a flower pressing class starting at 5:30 p.m. tonight. At Distant Brewing, Eastern Sierra Pool will be holding its weekly pool tournament beginning at 6 p.m. But remember, entry into the tournament, $20. Back in Bishop, enjoy a picnic with a purpose at the Bishop City Park from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow. Outbound Mammoth will be hosting Mammoth Sonico again this week at 4 p.m. for Tranquil Thursday. Tomorrow also marks Mammoth's Trashy Thursday event, which will be meeting at Woolley's Adventure Center at 5 p.m. In your county, we'll be holding a Life Linking Individual Families for Empowerment night tomorrow at 5 p.m. The event includes their annual baby shower event, a children's playground, new mom support, car seat safety check, safety and injury prevention connection through technology dinner, and more. Also, tomorrow night, C5 Art Studios will be holding a salsa dance class beginning at 6 p.m. Bar Sierra will be holding their weekly trivia night tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. And finally, Sierra Forever will be holding a wildflower walk at Little Lakes Valley Friday morning starting at 8 a.m. All right, Eastern Sierra, ready to get your wheels spinning? Mammoth Mountain Bike Park is in full swing. With over 50 trails open right now, it's prime time to hit the dirt. Currently, the open trails cross a terrain breakdown of roughly 52 total routes, 48% easiest, intermediate, 37% advanced, expert, and 15% pro level lines. For adrenaline junkies, try Velocity, Chainsmoke, Twilight Zone, Midtown, or the Eliminator. Expect rock gardens, steep drops, and high-speed precision lines. Safety first, helmets are mandatory, half shells suffice for green trails, but full face helmets are recommended once you hit the intermediate or pro zones. Follow all signage and ride with your limits. Whether you're new to the park and want a smooth cruise, or you crave the technical adrenaline rush Mammoth Bike Park delivers, over 50 trails are shredding ready. So pick your line, gear up, let's ride.
Indio County has a huge retired population of patients with a lot of cardiac problems. It's a 4-hour drive to Reno. They need somebody down here who's going to be in person taking care of them. My specialty is general cardiology with an emphasis in heart failure. I really wanted to be the kind of doctor that makes sure patients understand their care. Bishop is a great place to live. As a result, it attracts really good practitioners trained at top programs in the nation. That energy, it's always pushing you to be at the top of your game. We're going to turn our cardiology program into a top-notch program, and it's only going to continue to grow. 20 years ago, the survival expectation of somebody with severe heart failure may be 3 to 5 years. Today is 20 to 25 years. For somebody who's 60 to 70 years old, that means now living a normal lifespan.
Onto the weather, brought to you by the Back Alley Bowl and Grill, where the food is hot, the lanes are smooth, and the air conditioning is stronger than a Bishop heat wave. And then my own house, apparently. Let's talk weather, Eastern Sierra. In Bishop, today's coming in hot, literally. We're looking at sunny skies and highs flirting with the triple digits. It's that kind of dry heat that says, come on in, the pavement's lava. Tomorrow in Bishop, still hot, still dry, still making your car seats an extreme sport. Highs up to 100 with clear skies and UV levels that demand SPF 1000 and a wide-brimmed hat with personal shade privileges. Friday in Bishop, we're cool down, but let's be honest, it's Bishop in August. Still sunny, still warm. Highs remain in the triple digits. If you're in Mammoth Lakes, things are a bit friendlier. Expect sunshine today with highs in the upper 70s and an afternoon breeze that'll make your iced coffee feel extra spiritual. Tomorrow, it's another alpine daydream. Highs in the upper 70s, some clouds for drama, and maybe a 5% chance of someone pretending it's feeling like it's fall already. And Friday, we'll wrap the week with highs in the low 80s and a breeze that whispers, go outside, take a hike. Wherever you are, scorching the sidewalks in Bishop or chilling in Mammoth, just remember, when the tips go up, you can always cool down with Strikes Burgers and Frosty Drinks at Bishop's Back Alley Bowl and Grill. Because no matter the forecast, your lanes are always climate controlled. Stay cool, Eastern Sierra. See you out there, or in the shade, at least. And that's it for today's ride through the Eastern Sierra. Thanks for coming along. Whether you're dodging scams, hitting bike trails, or mapping creosote bushes from space, we hope you're walking away smarter than you showed up. And hey, don't forget to subscribe to the Eastern Sierra Now YouTube channel and follow us on all the socials, because the news doesn't stop and neither do our clever captions. Big thanks again to Mammoth Lakes Tourism for sponsoring today's episode. And here's to National Root Beer Float Day. May your ice cream be cold, your soda fizzy, and your afternoon productivity, well, negotiable. I'm Jesse Steele, and this has been Eastern Sierra Now. We'll see you next time. Same place, slightly different weather, hopefully cooler.